I'm going to talk about developments in leadership. Okay, so Dayspring historically has had a key leader and a core team almost since its very beginning. Most recently, the core team has been made up of 7 people. So that is me, Donna, Marion, Rosie, Andy, Dave Sandberg, and Dave Halls, which is a big team, actually, and it's certainly bigger than for most churches. We did some research, and it's a big. We have managed to represent male, female, older, and younger. But we don't want to assume that the same kind of team that we've had up to now is going to be the best sort of team for the future. But we do want to stay true to our values and distinctives, and to do that, we want to grow our own team from within rather than helicoptering somebody from outside. Of course, everything can change, but this has always seemed very important to us. We've actually been thinking about leadership development for the last 5 years. When we say we, that's not just the core team, that includes the trustees, which are David and I. The other two trustees are Raph and Rody, if you remember him, won't know him, and Ian Powell. So we've been thinking about it, and we've been talking to Dave Day as well. So it's not just something the core team's been looking at. In 2015, we invited a group of people to be part of a leadership learning community to work together with those we thought might be able and willing to be part of the next stage. And as a result of extended consultations in the first half of this year, feel ready to move to a temporary transitional phase. So with that in mind, until at the earliest of the middle of 2019, the plan is to work with 2 new groups. The first one we're calling an oversight group, and they'll be responsible for maintaining the values and missional direction, and they will have a particular focus on developing teaching and leading pastoral care. The membership doesn't represent a big change. It'll be composed of me, Andy, Dave Sandberg, and it'll be led by Dave Halls. Okay, so that's the oversight group, which is basically values, missional direction, developing teaching, and leading pastoral care. That was all planned with the expectation that Marion and Peter were going to move away. Now that they've changed their minds about that and they're here with us for the longer term, we're planning that Marion will be part of the oversight team as well, to carry on with that role. The second team is going to be called a transitional team, or TT, because we see it in emails. I think it's TT. Oh, they are a transitional team. they're going to be accountable to the oversight, and they're going to be focused on the programme and the planning and implementing certain aspects of leadership. They will increasingly share with the oversight responsibility for teaching and pastoral care. So the idea is that they are transitioning, they're part of a transitional, and they are developing. So it's not just the programme they're looking at. That team's going to be led by Dave Sandberg with support from Rosie. So they're leading that together. The other members are beautiful photographs on the wall. Don't look at Mark's because he hates it. Okay. So we've got Sarah, Alan, Dave leading it. We've got Mark, we've got Rolf, and we've got Rosie helping to lead that. We really wanted an even younger team, and it would have been much younger if Rolf and David weren't part of it, but anyway. But they're at least 14 years. They're at least...
It's just an age.
Yeah.
I've got to say that right.
Yeah. But even so, they are younger. They are 14 years younger on average, so it is bringing it down slightly. If you've been alert, you will notice that some aspects of their development has been happening, and you've seen different people running different bits of the Sunday meeting. There's a new team planning and running this year's event. Yes! Because I'm not involved in it.
Which event?
Advent. Advent. Sorry. it's not just in case you've got a background where you think about elders and deacons. That's not what we're thinking about. It's not elders and deacons. It really is about developing a new leadership team. So it's not just one group doing the practical. David.
So how does this work? The thing about the division between elders and deacons, if we ended up with the new team just concentrating on practical and program, we've failed. Because what we're looking for is people to emerge into spiritual leadership. And members of the oversight will continue to serve in the church just the same way as everybody else does. Nevertheless, one of the measures of success for the transitional team in taking responsibility is that they are successful in drawing together teams, which mean that the oversight are no longer depended on for practical jobs. So part of taking responsibility when you've got a family is doing the practical stuff. You know, loving and hugging the kids is all very well, but somebody's got to sweep the floor and sort things out. So that does matter. That's not because we're not willing to serve. We've served and we will probably continue to do so, but it does mean that more people need to step up. Now, after 2 years, it seems a long time to talk about, but this past 5 years has just whipped through. You know, you look back and think when we were first discussing this, if things go as hoped, the transitional team will be disbanded and a new team which emerges, which includes some of the transitional team together with others who have yet to be identified. We don't think that everybody who's going to be part of the next stage is already in place. Some of the team may join the oversight or find they're happier serving in other ways in Dayspring. And as a new leadership is formed, the oversight team will become ever more advisory, okay? Concerned with values, but not so much with direction. So Andy, Carol and David, as well as myself, have all been part of the foundation of Dayspring. As each one's joined, there's been a contribution which has been to do with Wiltshire, there's been a prophetic commitment to stay here as long as necessary and so on. And the oversight, the transitional team's meeting at least monthly. The oversight gets together when and ever it's necessary. And partly because I'm the one who has to organise those meetings and a real effort to do that, you know, trying to find some time when everybody is available.
Because there's the emergence of a new and younger team willing to carry weight of spiritual and practical responsibility, it would be possible to move forward with changes in Dave Halsey's role, some of which are already beginning to happen. The next phase, probably a good way of looking at it, is of Dave's role in development is that of being a parent of adult children. That means standing back, allowing them to make their own decisions and reproduce, being available to help out when needed, but leaving responsibility squarely with the next generation. And when I was thinking about this, I was really struck by the Queen at the Cenotaph, who for the first time wasn't laying the wreath, but was up on the balcony. So she's still Queen, right? That's not changed, and it won't change. She'll be Queen. But more and more, she's handing things down to the next generation, if not the generation beyond that, who are stepping up to take responsibility for bits and roles in state. So I'm not saying that he's the Queen, okay? But but that sort of changing role without sort of, you know, stepping down, back, retiring, or whatever sort of thing, that's the way I'm sort of thinking of it. Okay. There was also a prophetic word in 2013 over David that might be helpful. He was seen in a hall seated on an antique chair. The hall was interpreted as meaning transition, the chair foundations, and the antique not to do with his age, but to do with tradition. Okay, and the core team felt that antique could have referenced values as well, not just foundation, but the values and things. And it was interesting that when Pete Atkins came that weekend, he brought a word, an image of his grandfather's medical bag when he prayed for Dave. So again, it was about that foundation, that sort of values that was there. So what's Dave going to be doing? Well, first of all, he's got to finish his PhD and follow up with that, with the focus he's got on the spirit working in people who are not yet Christians. That's one area. The other is he's going to be focusing on this a sort of little growing group of older people in the church, if you excuse me. Okay, and he's going to be focusing on them, and he wants to mentor more in a one-to-one role the developing leaders.
The other key player, of course, in all of this is David Sandberg. Now, whenever I think of David, and whenever I'm thinking about his role, that bit in Philippians comes to mind, where Paul talks about sending Timothy to them. And he says, I hope to send Timothy to you soon for a visit. Then he can cheer me up by telling me how you're getting along. I have no one else like Timothy who genuinely cares about your welfare. You do feel that if you slice through David like a stick of rock, you'll get those brings values right the way through. And I've been really impacted by various points and various things where David's taken hold of something. And just like we've seen in Open Blue as well, it's pushed those values forward, the things that we think are important. Joining God in his mission, spirituality around the clock and through all of our lives, and community for others, community on a journey. So Dave's a great guy. He's got great character. He's a great servant of Jesus, full of those spring values. Nevertheless, we've got to see how Dave is going to be fulfilled in the future. We don't want him to become a bottleneck. I don't want to be a bottleneck either. But so making space for others to emerge is really important. Nothing is up for grabs, but everything's possible. We were just really interested to see, have all of you heard of Willow Creek Church in the States? Sherry Blair, when she was the Prime Minister's wife, went to visit Willow Creek, and she was really impressed by it. I tell you one thing about it. It's the only church I know where you go up an escalator to get into the worship area. It's fairly substantial. But their key leader is just stepping down. He's a really well-known guy in Christian circles, Christian leadership, called Bill Hybels. And instead of having one well-known man come to take over the role, there's actually a woman and a man, the woman who's going to be the senior pastor, and a guy who's not a husband, separate, so it's two families represented, is going to be the main teaching pastor. And I think that's really excited people in the church world to see that people are turning it round, and you're not just looking for white Anglo-Saxon Protestant older men who have had a certain kind of education to lead churches. These guys up here, I'm sure, are not the only ones who are going to emerge into leadership in Dayspring. We are continually praying that God will do good things, but we do really appreciate these guys and everyone. As I look at them, I think of the contributions that they're making at the moment. So, to help David understand what his role is going to be, we're providing support and challenge for that. He's got a personal development mentor who's outside of the church and doesn't talk to me about what he talks to David about. He does talk to Dave Day about that. So there's some insulation there. They can talk about anything that they like, and no doubt do. But this guy is a really experienced leader in a similar kind of church network to ours. And we're also about to ask a bunch of you to take part in a 360-degree review, which Dave's looking forward to, but he's feeling a bit nervous about as well. Anybody would. He's helped prepare the questions, so it does rather serve him right. As they're looked at. And helping us do that is Andrew Price. Andrew used to be, I think, number two in the South Wales Health Authority, is now a management consultant. So what's going to happen? We're going to get people to fill in the questionnaires. We won't look at them. we'll send them to Andrew, and he's going to put the results together. If he wants to, we hope that people who fill in their honest comments will be willing for him to phone them, and he'll package the answers together and give them to us. As you can imagine, that's a big piece of work for all the people who fill in the questionnaires, and it's going to be a big piece of work as well for Andrew to do for us, and we're very grateful for him to do that. So, finally, obviously, because David is not infinitely expandable, there are some of the things he's doing at the moment that he won't be able to do, some of the detail things in particular. He's done a great job with the office. He's focusing on Advent Next with the rest of the team, and we hope that by that time he'll be able to think a little bit about the future, but he still won't be able to respond to any and every request for detailed stuff that comes out. Now, because of the way he's built, he would tend to do that. And if you ask him to do something for you late or something that you could do yourself, I want you to come and tell me about it, because I'm going to tell him off if he's too cooperative, right? What we want to hear more and more from David when people phone him up and say, can you do this for me? Or I can't be bothered to go on the website to find out somebody's phone number. Can you tell me what it is? That is, say to you, DIY.